Channel Tunnel rely on a method of swabbing cars. This hasn't changed in over 20 years, and in the time that I've been commuting regularly, I've never seen any cars sort of pulled over for extra checks or anything. The security on the British side is better. Eurotunnel employ agency staff, and I would say 7 times out of 10, I will be pulled over for to be sent to another area to be a security checked. But generally, I've never been asked to take baggage or anything out of the car for screening, although I have been asked when I use the ferries. The strange thing is that if you're a Eurostar passenger travelling out of St Pancras, you will go through airline-style security, but not if you're in a car at Folkestone, at the terminal. There's no personal checks. You know, people tend to put everything in the kitchen sink in their cars. I think it's coming to a point now, really, where customers, Eurotunnel, are going to have to impose more stringent checks, insist that passengers put their possessions in bags that can be taken out and screened. Otherwise, it would just be a nightmare for security staff. You're asked on the British side whether you've packed your bags yourself, it's your car, have you got any guns or anything like that, of course. But no one sort of checks to see if anything's been attached to a car with mirrors or other screening in that manner. So I think it's really got to be tightened up in view of recent terror attacks, particularly in France. On the British side, sometimes you'll find you're more likely to be stopped in the evening because they're quite keen to get their numbers up for the ministry. And busier times, a lot of cars will get way through. I think times have changed now. The Channel Tunnel is such a vital part of infrastructure for the UK, so much commerce, so many lorries, that if it was ever damaged, when they've had a couple of fires in the past and one tunnel's been closed down, it has caused chaos, and it could affect the United Kingdom economy. And I just don't feel that they're taking security seriously. And perhaps because the Channel Tunnel is so vital to the United Kingdom, maybe it should be taken out of private ownership.